Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began this week, Overcoming Fear with Faith. And we've been looking at the woman who had the issue of blood 12 years, had sought help from the physicians, and she wasn't any better. And she had obviously heard about Jesus, and he was traveling. He was on a mission to minister to the daughter of Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And as he was on his way there, and she was unclean, she was not welcome in society, she was fearful, but she just believed, because of what she had heard, what she had seen, perhaps, that if she just touched the hem of his garment, she would be made whole. And Jesus hadn't even seen her, because he looked around, he said, "Who touched me?" But as she touched him, he is the living Word of God. And by the Word of God, we are saved, we are healed, we are delivered. He knew virtue had gone, anointing had gone out of him. And she was still fearful to acknowledge, because of the fact that she'd been an outcast for so many years, not welcome to be around people. And she confessed, and he said, "Be of good cheer." So this is the incident we've been looking at in detail. But let's begin by, in fact, you know, I'm just going to stop right now. I said I was going to pray. We're not going to be able to conclude this on today's broadcast. We'll just continue next week. But Father, right now, I lift those who have been listening, who understand the spiritual dynamics of what the Word of God says, what I've been sharing this week. We have to believe, and not to believe that only God can do it, but that He wants to do it, that His heart, His love, His desire is that He wants to set people free. Why would our Father in heaven be any different than Jesus, Lord? Of course, the Father wants to see his children saved and delivered. So, Father, I pray you who are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord, you will increase faith. You will stir our faith. We will believe, not so much for the outcome, the answer to our prayers, but we will believe in your goodness, in your long-suffering, in your mercy, in your desire to display your power to deliver your people. That's what Jesus did, Father. And we pray that we will experience it in our lives, in our circumstances, in our place of authority, where we reside. We will see the power of God. Stir our faith, Lord. You are the finisher. You're the completer. You do a perfect work. As for God, His way is perfect. So, Father, we didn't start this work and we can't finish it, but you can. So, Father, we thank you that you're doing this work right now. And Lord, that we shall be people of faith, people of obedience, people who are willing to follow the Great Commission, however that looks for each individual lives. Lord, we all have various types of work. We're all in the body in different places. We can't be measured by one another, but by the standard of your Word is the only thing by which we should be measured. So, Father, thank you for doing this work. Thank you, Father. I praise you for it. Oh, I feel the anointing of God, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, "Rejoice, beloved, for I who began that work in you, I am working to complete it. And yes, I know of the trials. Yes, I know of the difficulties, but I am your God who delivers you out of all afflictions." The Word says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I, your God, will deliver you out of them all. So faint not and fear not, for I am the Lord who upholds you. I am the God who who defends you. I am the God who makes a way for you. I am the God who provides for you. Is there anything that I would not give to my children? Would a natural father give a serpent or a cockatrice for those who are his, those who are part of his household? No, he is a good provider, and so is your Father. So rejoice, thank me, praise me, for you shall see the works of God fulfilled and accomplished in your life, and you shall have great rejoicing as you see the hand of God move in your life. Rejoice and thank me for what I am doing in your heart and spirit even this day, says your God. Praise you, Father. Father, we receive that. We receive that work. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, O Lord. We thank you for it. Praise God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, beloved, let's go on in this saga of the woman who was healed. And we see that Jesus told her, yes, she was healed, and that she could go and be comforted. And so once we've come to Jesus, believe it, just as she did, we don't have to be afraid. If you're a sinner, if you haven't confessed Jesus, all you have to do is invite him into your heart. Say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. There's a lot I don't understand, but I've heard what the word says, and I ask you to change me, Lord. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to save me, and I will serve you, and I will learn of you, and I will do what you want me to do. I thank you for my salvation. It's set. The coming to the Lord is not a difficult process. It's very simple, but it's a heartfelt process. It's something that you believe with all your heart. When you've given up every device, everything you've done to bring healing and strength and purpose and meaning in your life, only the Lord can provide that. So it's not hard. So whether you're a sinner or a backslider, you know what happened to the prodigal son. The Father is waiting with open arms. And if you're a child of God who's sinned, who's committed an offense, you don't have to be afraid of God. God loves sinners. That's the reason Jesus came into the world. So, beloved, he didn't say to that woman, you outcast, you unclean thing. Instead, he welcomed her. He called her daughter, which is a term of affection. So recall, you know, the things I've shared, because she had an issue of blood, she was unclean. And so she was not only afraid of people, of God, she was afraid of Jesus rebuking her. She was afraid of her own physical illness. And she was also probably afraid because of her poor finances. She was poor. She'd spent everything she had to receive healing. And so she was so discouraged. She spent everything she had for cures, but she got no better, only worse. And if something didn't happen soon, she would starve, she would die of her condition. And Jesus knew she was in fear, even after she had been healed. Think about that. It's like, is this really happened? I mean, she believed it. She was pressing forward to receive it. But so often when something good happens, we're afraid that it's not going to last. It's not going to stay with us. Come on now. I know you felt that at times. But Jesus said to release her from all of her fears, he said, be of good comfort. And that means be of good cheer. The Greek word is tharsio, and it means take courage, cheer up. This isn't just a temporary thing. This is permanent. You've been touched by the Lord God Almighty. And beloved, Jesus is saying to each of you who are listening today, he wants to release you from all of your fears. He's saying, be of good cheer. As a believer, first of all, he frees us from sin and all of its filthiness and all of the wretchedness that goes with that, and all of our unrighteousness. But secondly, beloved, think of this. He frees us from fear. Now, is that a permanent thing? Nope, the devil will keep coming to attack you, to make you think that there's this situation is impossible, that God's not going to move. But as you believe him, and not believe in your faith, believe in his love for you. What did you, all the time he spent in public ministry, he was either teaching the word of God so God's people could understand, or he was healing. He was raising the dead. He was doing the impossible things. That's why the religious group hated him so much. So he doesn't want you in fear. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory. And the last time I thought about it, I don't think he's limited in glory. All the riches of heaven, all the provision you need, physical healing, emotional healing, the healing of your soul, physical provision, you need a place to live, financial provision, you need an increase in finances to meet your needs. He frees you from that. Jesus sends the woman away. He says, go in peace. He commended her for her faith. Your faith has made you whole. And he assured her, this is the important thing, of the completeness of her cure. So often we may experience deliverance or healing, and then we question, oh, well, maybe this isn't going to last. And that's fear coming back. That's what you have to resist. Because, you know, when you've been, Jesus spoke about the demon, you know, they were cast out, and then he goes and walks around in dry places. Yeah, I'll go back and take seven more with me. And that condition is worse, that person's condition is worse than at the end than it was at the beginning. So be assured in the character of our God. He's a loving God, and he wants to heal you. But you have to do your part. You have to believe, and you have to say, no, I'm rebuking fear in the name of Jesus. Praise God. And if you're struggling, if you're having problems, if there's some real horrendous issue that hasn't been changed, that hasn't moved, I invite, there's power in agreeing prayer. There are principles in the Word of God we need to heed. And so you may not be able to share what you're going through with anyone else, but I give you my pledge that your prayer requests are confidential. I alone read the mail and pray. I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information, and if you are able to email, then if you'd like a personal letter, I ask you to share your mailing address, which will never be shared, but I will confirm receipt and pray for you. Beloved, God is in control of your life. Trust him and praise him, because a new thing is happening. I believe that. I feel it even in my own life as I've ministered this word. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.